I would like religion to be true. I would like there to be immortality. I would like there to be rewards for those who have been virtuous and punishments for those who have not been virtuous. Especially the punishments would be good. You know, there's no justice in this world, and it would be good if there was some cosmic force that distributed justice in the proper way that it should be. There's something hygienic about a godless universe. There's something bracing about it. Where's the idea that there's this sort of suffocating presence gazing at your every movement and thought, engaging everything you do? It's a bit oppressive to think that way. Sometimes people say to me, "So you don't believe in God?" And I say, "That's right. Don't believe in God." And they say, "So you don't believe in anything?" And I say, "You know, I believe in various ethical causes and political ideas and other aesthetic values, intellectual values. There are lots of things I believe in." And they say, "That's all you believe in?" And I say, "That's all I believe in." People think, without God, life is meaningless. Where is meaning? It's just an empty charade of, you know, pointless, purposeless, valueless, going from one thing to the next. Well, the first reply to make that is, you don't necessarily need to seek the meaning of life outside of life. Another worrying question for many people is, they don't see that morality can have any foundation, can have any absoluteness, unless there's a God to certify it, legitimated, but God appropriates our spontaneous and indigenous values of right and wrong. We don't need him to validate our moral beliefs. He can't make something be morally right when it's not. I think it's a sort of cosmic loneliness. It's hard for people to accept that we are alone and that nobody cares.
No.